This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
There's an event happening both in person and online this week with the Arts Technology Expo, and we welcome Jessa Wilkins. How do I pronounce your last name, Jessa?
Wilcoxon.
That's what I want to make sure there. Associate Professor and Chair of the Arts and Technology Administration Department at Millikan University. This is an event that's been around a little while, but like everything else, last year with COVID, went to all online. And you guys learned quite a bit, and now you're bringing it back as sort of a hybrid. Is that right?
Yes. So this is our sixth year of having the Arts Technology Expo. It was always a big in-person event on campus that celebrated creative media, and it almost gave the students a chance to celebrate each other and their work at a great community event. And then last year when we had to go online, we extended it from a one-day event to a four-day event all online with additional programming. This year, we're doing a hybrid. So we brought the in-person event back, which is tomorrow, which I'm really excited about. And then we have some online components, some speakers, and a high school media showcase, and also other media work showing up online throughout the week. So it's pretty exciting. We have a lot of information about it on our Facebook page.
Let's take this one step at a time here. Let's talk about the in-person event. And the public's invited to this, right? So this isn't something that's just in-house for Millikan. They're going to show off their work.
Yes, we love it when the public comes out. In fact, that's what our students are hoping for. So the in-person event is designed for students to showcase media work across audio, graphic design, web design, animation, video. There'll be some virtual reality, robotics. A lot of the students have student-run arts businesses, so they'll have those there. It's a really jam-packed event. It feels a bit like a business trade show mixed with an art exhibition.
You bet. I love it. And then the public can vote on their favorite media piece, right?
Yes, yes. So we will have prizes for the students, some money prizes, and some extra credit prizes, which they like as well. And the public comes and they vote on their favorite media pieces, as well as some judges' competition stuff, too.
All right. So this is tomorrow from 4 to 6. And I'm assuming people can pop in anytime during those 2 hours.
Yes.
And it's in the new commons. I still call it the new. It's still new to me. I love it. If you haven't been there to see that spectacular place, you really need to. Third floor banquet room on the campus of Millikan University. So that's great. And Nick, this is near and dear to your heart, right? You were in this department, or did they have this department when you were there?
Not like this. No. I mean, you know, with everything that I've heard from Eric Hector and Jessa and all the different people involved over there, it is booming and expanding, and I'm jealous. I can't wait to go tomorrow night.
All right. So then the online content comes December 8th through the 10th, right? And let's start Wednesday. What will be available Wednesday the 8th?
So Wednesday, we are having alumni speaker, Dirk Teed. He has worked in the business for a while in marketing and audio and video. But what he's most well known for now is his comic book illustration and design. So he'll be speaking live with several faculty members about his expertise there. So you can follow the Facebook page and listen to his talk and ask questions. We'll also be starting to show off some of the media work that you might not have seen in person online on Wednesday.
Okay. And then Thursday, you're going to be spotlighting student-run art businesses and technology and arts technology. Now, you've mentioned Facebook a couple of times. This isn't Millikan's Facebook page, right? This is the department's page.
This is the department page.
So what do they look for?
So type in Millikan University, Arts Technology and Administration. So if you type in Arts Technology Millikan, we'll show up.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we get that clear. And then Friday, you're going to be a feature the Marketing Student Project Showcase Award Announcements and an alumni talk. What does all that mean?
Yes. So Friday, Thursday and Friday, we'll be showcasing some high school media work from students that have been submitting media work from around the area, from as close, you know, as nearby and 2 hours away for potential scholarships. So we'll show off some of their work. And then we'll also be announcing awards. And we have another alumni talk, Aaron Sawyer, who graduated maybe 10 years ago. At that point, it was the School of Theater and Dance, but he has since gone on, and his expertise is in virtual reality. And so he'll be talking about some exhibitions he hosts. They're traveling exhibitions in virtual reality, so we're excited to talk to him.
Very cool. All right, let's talk a little bit about the growth of creative media on Millikan's campus. What year did you graduate, Nick?
2002.
Okay, so you would have been in this area, right? But I don't think it was probably anything like that in 2002.
There was a Mac lab that I worked in, and we were using hard disks, zip drive disks, and no, nothing to this level.
Well, let's talk about that and how this has grown, and then the degrees that are sort of attached to this program, because that's expanding as well.
Yeah. So we've had alumni working in creative media for a long time, but in the last 7 years, we just boomed with the creation of the arts technology major. And now we have majors in multimedia communication and also arts administration. And of course, we still have graphic design and music business and other areas that focus on creative media. We're just integrating them more and giving students opportunities with technology across each of the areas. Students can focus on one particular media. Video is becoming very popular, for instance. We have a new student-run business called 1901 Productions, where they're making films under the direction of Eric Hector and Johnny Power. We just added a student-run business called WJMU Productions, where they do, in addition to traditional broadcasting, which you might have followed WJMU, they do audio podcasting and other live streaming type of things for clients. I personally run Milliken Creates, which is a student-run advertising agency. So we do graphic design, animation, videography, marketing photos, social media marketing for clients. So students are really integrating themselves with these different majors and finding performance learning opportunities to work with clients and do real projects.
How do you attach, where do the clients come from? I mean, how do you get the clients to the kids?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of great connections from the Milliken larger community, like alumni that live all over the country now.
Right.
Personally, Milliken Creates, we've been working well before the pandemic with clients on video conferencing.
Sure.
Working with clients that way, so doing marketing videos and editing and graphic design. But of course, the Decatur local community, we have a lot of local clients as well. Definitely small businesses are a good fit for our student-run business.
So how does that work then?
So each student-run business typically has a faculty advisor, and so you can go to their page and see who's in charge of it. Personally, if you just want to reach out to anybody in creative media and want to work with a student group, just contact me, Jessa Wilcoxon. I'm the department chair. I will put you in touch with the right student group and the right faculty.
That's interesting. We'd like to have more conversations about that, because we would love to. We're all about, you know, getting, I think the kids work out to a larger audience in this community, because there's still a lot of people that, you know, haven't been on the campus of Milliken for many, many years. And I don't think they realize just how much development and advancement there's been over the last 10, 15 years. It's pretty much unrecognizable.
Well, one of the things that Milliken's most known for, of course, is performance learning. And what that means in creative media areas is, of course, making media for the real world. So that a lot of times that's, you know, hosting events, but it also is doing all the media for clients. And so that's a huge part of our program. And it makes us really special, because a lot of larger institutions just don't have those opportunities.
Yeah, the hands-on experience and getting some real-world stuff. I think there's lots of conversations to have about that. We can't get into it all today, but please keep us in mind. Let's talk about the majors and new majors that are available through your department.
Yes. So the arts technology major has interactive media concentration, visual media, live event technology, audio production engineering, and video production cinema. There's the multimedia communication major and the arts administration major. An arts administration major, you can focus on any of the area of the arts. And you can also, if you're a highly motivated student, complete that in 3 years and get an MBA in 4 years. So you could really get 2 degrees in 4 years if you're into the arts and the business together.
You got to get those creative kids to think about the business side of things, because sometimes those are left brain, right brain conversations that the smart ones will be set up for life doing it the right way. The multimedia communication major is interesting, because a few years ago, not very long ago, we did our show out at Richland Community College. And at the time they were bringing in, these journalism, what would have been called journalism departments from all over the state schools. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed every one of those people in charge of that and left that morning just depressed at how 1950s the thinking was, at the state schools, about how this one lady, she just sat there on the air live with me and told me that she tells her students to get really good at one thing. And I went, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what you teach in your classroom, but I know what I do for a living. And being good at just one thing is not going to cut it anymore.
No. So the multimedia communication major actually excels at what you're saying. So students, they're welcome to get their specialty, and we encourage that, but we make them take classes in all the media areas. And so they will learn some audio communication, visual communication, video communication skills, and have the portfolio for that.
Absolutely. Because if you're good at a lot of things, if you've got a lot of tools in your bag, you are way more valuable to a company than if you're good at one thing and there's 100 other people that are good at that one thing. I'm thrilled to hear and read this morning, because this is what they're going to need going out into the real world.
Yeah, I mean, we all know what you get asked to. You might be hired to be the graphic designer before you know what you're doing—the photography, the video, the social media marketing—and it's just the way the world is.
And do the kids? When I say kids, that sounds pejorative. I don't mean it that way, but I mean, do they have a sense of that? I mean, to me, I feel like kids are more equipped today to understand the reality of the world than they ever have been.
I would say our students in our department fully embrace that identity. Yeah. They come in and depending on which major, they still at the freshman level in all the majors in our department, arts, technology, multimedia, they have to take a little bit of each of these media areas at the freshman level before they're allowed to go deeper at the sophomore level on. So we let them go deeper. We want them to. But that freshman year is important to get everybody to have that buy-in, to try all the medias, and to know they're going to build on each other, right? They're going to have cross-disciplinary projects later.
So as a person in charge of the department, and you certainly have done an amazing job bringing all of this new to the campus, how do you decipher between what is fairy dust and what is real? You know, I mean, one of the tough things in a multimedia world is you don't know what's going to be Snapchat versus what's going to be TikTok, and you don't know what the flavor of the day is versus what will last. I mean, I'm sure that's a challenge.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely a challenge. Our students are exploring. They take marketing classes, and they have research projects they have to do along that side so they can test that out. And I think part of that's the exciting part about the learning, right? So they get a chance to, in a creative sandbox, as we call it, these arts businesses, to try out maybe a new marketing campaign or a technique on one platform or another and realize it didn't go so well, and then they can shift and try it on another. But that's really one of the values of our arts businesses for that opportunity.
Yeah, I think for a long time we've had this fear of failure. When you look at every major, you know, I mean, from Google to every, I mean, their business was built on, you know, fail and fail fast and figure it out. And I think that we sometimes send the other message to particularly young people.
We actually are so grateful for the Center for Entrepreneurship, because they have helped infuse entrepreneurship throughout campus and help students really embrace that. But our major, that's one of our core learning goals, is entrepreneurship. So yes, we're always talking about just try it, and then we'll do it a different way.
Absolutely. Millikan.edu/artstech. If you want to go to the website, you can follow them on social media. Nick, I know you want to jump in here. Whatever you have, go right ahead.
This approach,
or maybe not. Did I wake you up?
No, okay. I love this stuff, and I'm listening to how it's being taught at Millikan. You know, and something she said, you get hired to be the graphic designer. Maybe they'll also hire you to be the photographer, but it might also not hurt for you to be the photographer anyway, so you have the assets to make the project even better from that standpoint. So, this cross-discipline stuff. You're wearing multiple hats, if not directly because the client asked you to, but if not for yourself to create better stuff anyway. So this is right on the money. And the students already know that they've got to be a one-stop shop.
Well, I'm telling you, multimedia companies, which we all are these days, you know, we're not looking to hire 9 people to do, you know, I mean, that's just not going to happen. And we're not nearly as, you know, run on a satellite or automated. I mean, did you see the AI radio DJ voices story last week?
No.
Okay. There is a guy who they've now taken his voice and replicated it through AI to be a DJ in multiple markets, right?
Right.
So you now, instead of like voice tracking, you know, the guy literally does just one and they use a computer to create the rest. So anybody wanting a career in, you know, music radio, I mean, you know, you're going to be competing with an AI. Now, how do you compete? Well, if you're the photographer and you have video editing skills and you understand social media and you can do podcasting, you have true value.
It's very true. And AI, it's really hard for them to really have a sense of the human target market.
Right.
So there's always that as well.
Well, listen, you got to look at everything about whether or not it can be automated. Yes, I mean, in every job and every career. And I believe that not all of it will be, but a big portion of it will be. I tell you, what I love about what you're doing is what we get are 100 resumes of guys who want to be sports guys. You know, they're still believing this model of that I'm going to end up on ESPN, even though that entire brand is falling apart at the seams. And I think creative types, if they just, you know, storytelling is storytelling. I mean, across any of these platforms or any of these verticals, learn to be storytellers.
Yep. So our students, they wear the identity of storytelling, media makers, publishers. They consider themselves marketers, as well as artists and technicians.
Yeah.
Those are common identities across our students, for sure.
All right. So anything else, Nick, other than I can just see you're just green with envy that all this wasn't available to you when you were at Millikan.
I mean, what they're doing is they're graduating people that are
prepared and ready.
You know, and I mean, they're so far much further along than I was. And that's no slight to Millikan. It's just the times have changed and Millikan has gotten with it. And the facilities that they have and the software that's been developed around it to be able to master that Adobe Creative Cloud and figure out how to do it from day one, they're coming out ready. So I'm excited to see tomorrow night.
All right, me too. Well, we appreciate it. Come back all the time. Bring kids with you.
I would love that.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that and ways we can help and partner because I think it's fantastic. And I think people need to realize the gym that we have just a few blocks that way. And if you haven't been in the Commons building, it'll blow you away. It's fantastic. Third floor tomorrow night, 4 to 6. Come on out and check it out. And I guarantee you will be impressed with the work. That much I promise you. And you get a vote on your favorite.
Yes. I appreciate that. Thank
Jessa,
you.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.